7. Seraphim and the Ascendant Carrier. It is indeed an epic in the career of an ascending mortal. This first awakening on the shores of the mansion world. There, for the first time, actually to see your long-loved and ever-present angelic companions of Earth days. There also to become truly conscious of the identity and presence of the Divine Monitor who so long indwelt your mind on Earth. Such an experience constitutes a glorious awakening. A real resurrection. On the Merontia spheres the attending Seraphim, there are two of them, are your open companions. These angels not only consort with you as you progress through the career of the transition worlds, in every way possible assisting you in the acquirement of Merontia and spirit status, but they also avail themselves of the opportunity to advance by studying the extension schools for evolutionary Seraphim maintained on the mansion worlds. The human race was created just a little lower than the more simple types of the angelic orders. Therefore will your first assignment of the Merontia life be as assistance to the Seraphim in the immediate work awaiting at the time you attain personality consciousness subsequent to your liberation from the bonds of the flesh. Before leaving the mansion worlds, all mortals will have permanent seraphic associates or guardians. And as you ascend the Merontia spheres, eventually it is the seraphic guardians who witness and certify the decrees of your eternal union with the Thought Adjusters. Together they have established your personality identities as children of the flesh from the worlds of time. Then, with your attainment of the mature Merontia estate, they accompany you through Jerusalem and the associated worlds of system progress and culture. After that they go with you to Edentia and its 70 spheres of advanced socialization, and subsequently will they pilot you to the Melchizedek's and follow you through the superb career of the universe headquarters worlds. And when you have learned the wisdom and culture of the Melchizedek's, they will take you on to Salvington, where you will stand face to face with the Sovereign of all Nebidon. And still will these seraphic guides follow you through the minor and major sectors of the super-universe and on to the receiving worlds of Uversa, remaining with you until you finally in Sikhanafim for the long Havona flight. Some of the destiny guardians of attachment during the mortal career follow the course of the ascending pilgrims through Havona. The others bid their long-time mortal associates a temporary farewell, and then, while these mortals traverse the circles of the central universe, these guardians of destiny achieve the circles of Seraphington. And they will be in waiting on the shores of paradise when their mortal associates awaken from the last transit sleep of time into the new experiences of eternity. Such ascending Seraphim subsequently enter upon divergent services in the Finaliter course and in the Seraphic course of completion. Man and angel may or may not be reunited in eternal service, but wherever seraphic assignment may take them, the Seraphim are always in communication with their former wards of the evolutionary worlds, the ascendant mortals of time. The intimate associations and the affectionate attachments of the realms of human origin are never forgotten nor ever completely severed. In the eternal ages men and angels will cooperate in the divine service as they did in the career of time. For Seraphim, the surest way of achieving the paradise deities is by successfully guiding a soul of evolutionary origin to the portals of paradise. Therefore is the assignment of guardian of destiny the most highly prized seraphic duty. Only destiny guardians are mustered into the primary or mortal course of the finality, and such pairs have engaged in the supreme adventure of identity at oneness, the two beings have achieved spiritual unification on Seraphington prior to their reception into the Finaliter course. In this experience the two angelic natures, so complemental in all universe functions, achieve ultimate spirit to in oneness, repercussing in a new capacity for the reception of, and fusion with an unadjuster fragment of the Paradise Father. And so do some of your loving seraphic associates in time also become your finaliter associates in eternity, children of the supreme and perfected sons of the Paradise Father. Presented by the Chief of Seraphim stationed on Urantia.